Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality with your host, Global Happiness Specialist Rebecca L. Norrington and Inner Peace Practitioner. I know that's a lot to say, but welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. Woo-wee! 2022. Wow. You know, I don't know about you, but the time just goes by so fast. These New Year's, it seems like it was just last week. It's interesting how the perception, your perspective, your perception of time, and of course we all know time is an illusion, but I digress. But living in the moment, staying in the moment, living in the present moment, for some reason accelerates how quickly the time goes by. At least it does for me. I don't know how it feels to you. But anyway, let me introduce myself. I already said happiness specialist, global happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner. I get a lot of emails. The show is growing on its own organically. Thank you for sharing the show. I really do mean that. Reality spirituality. What? Who is she? Who? Well, when I say happiness specialist, when I was younger, I wanted two things, to live to my potential and to be happy. And this pursuit of happiness has been going on in my life for decades. And what I've discovered is what I love to share. What I've discovered about the truth about happiness, it's my mission, it's my destiny, it's my purpose to share with as many people are willing to listen. I have a question for you. What do you think? If I asked you to prioritize different stages in your life, times in your life, prioritize what you think is important. It doesn't matter what stage you're in. It doesn't matter if you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, and in 50s. And in fact, it really does change. Let me just speak for myself. My priorities changed with age, and it changed because that's going to be a story, but it is a gradual progression. If you're listening to this show, and if you've listened to the show, the focus on growing, personal growth, the focus on your personal growth, the focus on measuring, the focus on noticing how much you've changed your personal growth, who you used to be last year, who you used to be 3 years ago, and who you are now. When you pay attention I love when this happens right at the beginning of the show, especially for my new listeners. Hi, new listeners. This happens to me all the time. You might as well get used to it. Monitoring. Anyway, the practice of, let me just start from the beginning. Being a happiness specialist, let me share my definition of happiness. Happiness is the ability to be at peace. My definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. And when I say happiness is a practice skill, that's the good news. Whatever you're practicing in any moment, what you're practicing in all of your moments, determines how much peace and how much happiness you're going to feel. And when I say happiness is a practice skill, it's also an energy. It's a state of mind. It's a state in mind. It's a vibration. When I talk about happiness, it is the same. It's that you can add, not add, but you can use another word. You can use the word contentment. You can use the word peace. You can. It is a vibration that you feel. You know you can feel when you are at calm, when you are at peace, when you are connected, when you have gratitude, when you're saying, oh, thank you, God, thank you, universe, for all of my blessings. You know that state, that state. Well, what I'm here to say and what I'm here to share is you can be in that state all the time. What? Is she crazy? What about the ups and downs in life? No. The practice is, when I say happiness is a practice skill, the practice comes in play. You don't even have to think about it because the practice becomes your identity. The practice becomes your foundation. The practice comes in and takes over right when you're in the middle of the storm. And how do I know this? And let me say this. I'm just sharing with you what I practice. I'm not here to say my way is the only way, my way is the best way, because I've gotten a couple of emails. My way is the only way, my way is the best way. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm telling you is what I practice helps me. And this, you know what's interesting about each of our journeys? I always talk about we are as different as our fingerprints. And what's different about each of our journeys is that we are so unique that we have these unique journeys. And what my carrots, the carrots, I call them carrots, the carrots that my ego is attracted to are not the same carrots that your ego may be attracted to. I'm just sharing that. And I'm sharing that because what I believe, and I could be wrong because I'm open to change in any and every moment. And that's another key. That's another key for peace and that vibration of contentment is the willingness and the ability to be open and to stay open, and to be open and to stay open with all of your beliefs. Be open to change. Be open to reevaluating. Be open to adjusting. Be open to more than one perspective. If you've listened, you know in the last 3 weeks I made a move from Oregon to Nevada. It's not easy to move from state to state. And let me just share that whatever went wrong, whatever could go wrong, went wrong. And guess what? Things are still wrong. And I'm using that wrong, and if you could see me, I have air quotes over the word wrong. Because the topic of today's show and the theme of today's show is thinking that something is wrong. What if I shared with you, and I believe I shared it last week on the show, but just to recap really quickly, the move from one state to the other, after unloading a 26-foot Penske truck and a trailer, don't ask. I'm going to be donating a lot of things. In fact, starting tomorrow, it's going to be my 30 days, 10 items a day for 30 days. That's right. I do that periodically throughout the year. I'm starting tomorrow, 10 days donating out of this house for 30 days, not 10 days, 10 items for 30 days. That's 300 items that are going to be out of this house, and it may be ongoing. Because there is no way that one single person can fill up a 26 Penske truck plus a trailer. Something has to you know what I've discovered too is that there are phases and stages to life. And of course, I'm not saying anything that no one already knows, but there are stages. And in this stage of my life, I'm wanting less, buying less, needing, when I say wanting less, just wanting less on the walls, needing less stuff. I haven't hung up one picture since I've been here. And if you know me, I just love art, pictures, meaningful pictures, every single thing that I've hung up on a wall in my last decades of hanging pictures up, always have a meaning, always have something. It's beautiful. Art evokes for me just a sense of being able to lose myself in whatever's hanging up on the wall. And for some crazy reason, the universe has taken me to another place where I haven't hung anything up on the wall. And in fact, I've given away, donated probably about 25% of my paintings and my pictures. And I'm going to be donating and giving away a lot of things in the next couple of weeks. And the reason, I'm not even going to have a story to it. There's not a story as to why, other than I'm inspired to do it. I'm inspired to let go of a lot of things I've been holding on to. And these are material things, furniture, household goods, things that I love, 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 but not attached to. So let me just back up to the topic, which is thinking that there's something wrong. In the last 3 weeks, I told you about the move and I told you about the property being damaged. Well, the saga continues. The saga continues, being in a brand new space, and there's still painting being done, and there's still marble work being done, and there's still the garage door squeaks being done. There's always there's workers or people that or contractors that have come to this house every single day for the last 2 weeks. What does that mean? That means that there's still dust, I still haven't settled in. I could go on and on and on. And there was a little bit of an energy of uneasiness, of impatience, of wanting things to be done, wanting this to be over, wanting to be able to, okay, can I start nesting? Can I start nesting, please? And there were moments and afternoons when I really thought there was something wrong here. The granite for the fireplace was supposed to be installed on Friday, and guess what? One slab was installed. And my landlord said, yeah, he's slow. The point is, my dear audience, I don't know about you, but I've lived a life of moments of, many moments of, something is wrong with this picture. Focusing on what's wrong, focusing on something needs to be different, thinking that something needs to be different. Look out in the world. Talk to anyone, random strangers. Is there anything wrong in the world? Is there anything that needs to be changed, adjusted? Just ask a random stranger, and I would be really curious to find out if anyone said no, everything's in order, it's all part of a divine plan. One of the most challenging things, or behaviors, that I've had to practice is believing that there is nothing wrong, there is nothing wrong with what I'm experiencing. There isn't anything wrong with my neighbor. There isn't anything wrong with the people that I don't agree with. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with the way someone else thinks, that even if they're the opposite of me. There's nothing wrong. But I'm bombarded, you're bombarded with some, and here we go. I don't know if you can hear that. I don't know if you can hear that. Oh, excuse me. No, there's nothing wrong when I'm in the middle of talking to you and the doorbell rings. There's nothing wrong with that. I love it. Reality, spirituality. When I talk about something is wrong, there is that programming to find a problem. There is the programming to look for a problem. There is the programming to believe that there is something that needs to be changed. There is a programming, there is a brainwashing that, no, this is not the way things are supposed to look like. This is not the way things are supposed to unfold. There are problems. There are tons and tons and tons of causes and problems out there that need to be addressed. For the last 3 weeks, and it's a daily practice, letting go of thinking that, believing that, seeing that. Oh, and let me share this too. Thinking that something is wrong based on what? Based on what my eyes tell me? Based on what my ego sees? Letting it only seeing or only watching, only focusing on one perspective. Being out of the present moment, living in the past or living in the future. Believing that something is wrong is based on a faulty. Let's see, how do I say this? What entity or who is saying to you, what is the original, what is the origination? Who is originating that thought? Who is originating that belief that something is wrong? Who is the author of something is wrong? It's not my higher self. It's not the universe. It's not spirit. It's none of those. It's not that. It is a program for me to look out, and if circumstances don't unfold the way that my eyes think or my judgment or my what I think should be happening, I'm going to use that word should, because if you really want the truth, my ego will tell me that all of this work in this house should have been finished weeks ago. But what is the lesson here? What is the underlining lesson? And for me, the lesson is, number one, is really, really practice patience. When you're believing, thinking, feeling, focusing on something is wrong, There is, I don't know about you, but there is a patience, there isn't any. Patience leaves. Patience disappears. Because the truth is, everything that needs to get done painting, restructuring, cabinet work, garage work, leaks, sprinkler systems, television stands. I know it sounds so trivial, even just me listing it. So trivial. And it definitely doesn't sound serious. But when my ego points out that something's wrong, there are a lot of things that are happening. Number one, the ego throws in, this is serious, this is important. I'm sorry, but completing a fireplace with the matching granite is not serious and or important. Making sure that the paint matches on the ceiling from one room to the other is not serious or not important. Throw in having patience. Throw in practicing patience. Throw in letting go of all expectations of thinking something is going to be finished, especially anything that I don't have control over, anything that you don't have control over. How is that a focus? How is anything that I don't have control over, how do I allow that, something that I don't have control over, to affect my vibration either up and or down? How do I give away my power? How do I give away my focus? How do I do that? Thinking that there's something wrong, not only is that a program, but here we go. The switch is, the turning that upside down is, what I think is wrong, what I think needs to change, I could even throw this as, what do we call that? We call it pushing buttons, pushing your buttons. All of that, all of those tweaks, pushing buttons, thinking something needs to be changed, thinking something is wrong, guess what? Those times are the greatest gifts, because you never know someone until they're challenged. I've said this hundreds of times. You never know someone until you're challenged. So when you're challenged, that's your opportunity to do what? That's your opportunity to practice changing perspectives. And I'm going to give you an example. My son visited me a few days ago, and we were talking about one of the times in our history, our mother-son history, that went terribly wrong, meaning it was a back and forth exchange. Who's right, who's wrong. It was a who's the boss, who's not. It was who's going to do it my way, who's not. It was we rented those bikes that you go on the sand dunes in on the Oregon coast. And so we rented those bikes, and we were in the middle of the ride. It was, 2 hours. You go out and you ride up and down sand dunes. It's really a lot of fun. And it's miles and miles of sand dunes. And there was one particular time, one particular instant, moment, that we were lost. There was nobody around. We didn't know where the landmarks were. We were in the middle of, and all you could see is sand. I don't know about you, but you're at the bottom of a mountain of sand, and sand is all the way around you, all the way around. It reminds me of when I went deep sea fishing, and there was no land. All I saw was water. But I digress. So back to the sand dune story. In fact, we call it Dunes Day. That's our title for that big back and forth that we had, Dunes Day. And my phone service was dying. He didn't have a phone, and my son really was fearful of us not being found or not finding our way back, and he was scared. Now, he didn't convey that to me at the time, of course, because, you know, come on, it's a setup here. I believe the universe sets us all up for opportunities to discover the gifts. So in the setup, he was saying, Mom, we have to go to the right. And I said, no, I'm going to go to the left. And I was perfectly fine doing me, being me, him leaving me. He did not want to leave me. He thought we should stick together as a team. Why are we dividing? And then a shouting match happened very quickly later. Very, very quickly. Leave me alone. No, I'm not going to leave you. That doesn't make any sense. Leave me alone, that kind of thing. And went back and forth and back and forth. So after, that was maybe 3 years ago. 3 years ago, so he brings it back up this week. And believe it or not, both of us were discussing who was right in that particular time 3 years ago. I said, when I ask you to leave me alone, I want you to leave me alone. His response is, I'm not going to leave you in the middle of nowhere where we didn't have any cell phone service. We don't know what's going to happen. He was concerned. He was concerned about his well-being. He was concerned about my well-being, and he wanted to stay together. Now, listen, I'm not asking you to choose a side. Because now that I'm telling the story, his side makes a lot more sense than mine. his reasoning makes a lot more sense. Stick together. No, it is such a setup. The universe I just think it's such a glorious setup. It's such a glorious plan. So we're arguing back and forth, and then he brought it up again a couple of days ago while he was here. And I sat, and as we were going, reliving Dunes Day, because there was something wrong with that whole experience. There was something wrong with that whole situation. There was something wrong there. We're back and forth. We weren't happy with each other. We weren't pleased with each other at all. Especially me. And as he was sharing with me that he was concerned and he was scared and he was fearful at the time for our safety, I took a couple of deep breaths, because the other thing that the universe is moving me to and shifting me to is letting go of, number one, thinking that I know something. Number two, letting go of, and number two, practicing humility and just being humble and just allowing life to unfold without me trying to help it or push it or encourage it. So I'm listening to my son tell me that he was afraid of for both of our safety. And I took a few deep breaths and I said, do you know that if I would have known that you were really that concerned and fearful for our safety, which makes sense, makes a lot of sense. Because what scares me doesn't scare him, and what scares him doesn't scare me. So that's another thing, being different as our fingerprints, and that goes for you and people in your life. this thing that I that I've had to practice is thinking that or knowing that or believing that people see the world, respond to the world, react to the world the same as I would. And it's just not the truth. It's an easy statement to make now. Of course I see it now. But years ago, no. Thinking, well, don't you get it? And when I was younger, it was a constant explaining my side. Okay, back to the story. When I was listening to my son, I said, you know what? I never looked at it with your perspective. I never looked at that situation. And let me tell you something. His name is Nathan. Nathan, let me tell you something. If I would have known that you were concerned for our safety, you were that concerned, I would have handled it a lot differently. That's just the truth. And being able to switch a perspective and being able to look at something that is wrong in a different way, being able to switch it up in an instant in a different way, in that moment, is another practice. It's another practice that is going to offer and is going to give you and is going to provide more peace in any kind of moment. So the statement of, is there something wrong? What's wrong? I'm thinking about this now. Never, ever needs to be said, thought, felt, or even discussed. Mistakes, something's wrong. No. The mistake and the something wrong is my ego's view, my ego's eyes, my ego's conclusion. But it's definitely not a universal conclusion. When I talk about staying open to all possibilities, that also means staying open to all perspectives and letting go of perspectives that are not bringing you any peace and letting go of perspectives that are not bringing you any vibration, any energy of the practicing patience, the letting go of thinking that something is wrong, the practicing trusting and surrendering to whatever is going on in the moment, and I mean whatever is going on in the moment. And if my eyes and my ego and the thoughts tell me that there's something wrong, I'm going to ask the universe for help. I'm going to ask the universe right in that moment, show me a different perspective. If there's anything that you think is wrong with you, the world, what you're seeing, what you are noticing, I challenge you to find another perspective. I challenge you to, okay, is there another way I can look at the same, quote, air quote, problem, challenge? And I know we've talked about this before, and I've talked about it before, but especially starting a new year, especially starting 2022, as we start all beginnings, let me just say this. This new year thing, I totally get it, but I'm here to share with you that every moment is new, and there's no preparing for these future moments. It's impossible to prepare for something that That's uncertain. The future is uncertain. How do I find peace in future uncertain moments? Practicing trust, finding another perspective. If there's something wrong, there's got to be something right that I can. There's got to be something that I can find right in this big, big, big ball of there's something wrong. Challenge yourself to find what's right at the same time you're thinking and believing something's wrong. That's a daily practice, moment by moment practice. I read a quote the other day. I read a quote maybe a couple of days ago. And of course, I probably, it would have been great to take a picture of it. Or did I take a picture of it? Hold on a second, audience. Let me see if I can find it. Because I was really, I really, really like that quote. Yes, here we go. I found it. Wow, that was quick, too. When I talk about the definition of happiness, everyone has to define it for themselves. The definition of happiness is the being able to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Also includes being surrounded by, around other people. Being in a city, I'm going to be around a lot more people, a lot more crowds. And this was the quote, let me just share this quote, which is really has nothing to do with the topic today. It has nothing to do with the topic of finding something wrong. But it was a great quote. It says, can we normalize ignoring people until you're in a good mindset to reply? Can we normalize ignoring people until we're in a good mindset to reply? I just want to hit on this just for a second. Because one of the strategies, and life is a strategy, and happiness is a strategy, happiness is a practice skill. One of the strategies is to know your audience, to know your audience, meaning how do you respond? And because you are the one with the power, because you are the one with the most power, because you are the one that has the power to either have drama or peace in any relationship, because you have that much power, guess what? You also have the power of when you pick and choose when and what, how you are going to respond to anyone. It's the same thing as saying, well, I'm not going to talk to them right now because I'm too emotional. Or I'm not going to say anything because I'm too angry. It's that same type of self-control, self-awareness that you have, that we all have, but how often do we practice it? I know this is a little bit off topic, but I just love this quote. I loved it. Can we normalize ignoring people until you're in a good mindset to reply? Now, that comes with that's a double-edged sword, because the other thing that's not normalized is if I text you, I expect a response within a certain amount of time. If I call you, I expect a call back or a response within a certain amount of time. So my question, I'm going to add another question, can we normalize or let go of having expectations of anybody else to respond, to speak, or even to talk to us? unless it's time. It's never personal. When I say something, that letting go of something, thinking that there's something wrong, whatever's going on in as far as contracted work, work that still needs to be done, it's not even personal. It's just a matter of scheduling. The universe could care less what I scratch that, the universe could care less. What I want, what my ego wants, is everything done within a certain amount of time with a little ribbon and a bow on top. But what happens when that doesn't happen? And you could fill in the blank. You could point the finger at anything, from a missed hair appointment to a bad meal. Throw in anything. Can we start a new movement of there's nothing wrong? Can we start there's nothing wrong movement? I'll lead it. Let me throw something else in. I don't know if I shared this last week. I have been using the same hair. I don't even know if I shared it. I don't even remember. The same hair, and then we're going to end the show. The same hair products for the last 4.5 years. And those hair products I discovered is the reason why I've been losing my hair for 4.5 years. That's right, losing hair. Thank God I have a lot of hair, but losing the hair nonetheless. Is there something wrong with that? Well, according to this show and according to this lesson, the answer is no. Health, hair loss, family, finances, contractors. There's nothing wrong. There are only lessons to learn. Elevated consciousness to achieve. Levels, more levels of consciousness, more self-awareness, more trust, more being okay with uncertainty, more patience, more choosing a perspective, more acceptance, more surrendering to every moment without resistance, more prioritizing. What is going to be important at the end? What is going to be important to you? The conclusion that there is nothing wrong in any moment that's exactly how I'm going to move forward in 2022. Nothing wrong. Well, thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. The Truth About Happiness is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, LinkedIn. Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. This is going to be a new year with some new things happening. Trust me on that. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on Amazon. And the second book, the one I'm writing now, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out sometime this year. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist Rebecca L. Norrington, Inner Peace Practitioner. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practice skill, and your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.